wife here with us this evening, Gardner and Beverly. And I'm going to ask Gardner to lead us in a prayer to begin our service.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to You this evening with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving that we can meet here and in spite of the weather around us, that we have the automobiles, we have the highways, where we can come from far distances to praise and glorify Your name. Father, these are conveniences that our grandparents and could not have understood. We thank You that we have them, and we ask You to help us to use these things to glorify You in every way. We thank You, Father, for these songs of praise and consolation that we're going to be singing to You this evening. We thank You, Father, for those men and women who wrote them, the thoughts that they had, but especially, Father, for the fact that these thoughts and these themes that we're going to be singing about come from You and from Your Word, from the hope that we have that comes from Your Word. We thank You, Father, for voices we have to sing them. We thank You, Father, for the joy that comes from meeting together and blending our voices in these songs of praise. Father, we thank You for this congregation, for its influence for good. Continue to be with us, Father, and in our efforts to become more like Your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we can glorify Your name and to be a brighter light in this area and throughout any place where we might be able to have influence. We ask You these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. As we begin this year, well, it's getting on, isn't it? But I can't think of another word that would more easily and readily describe our general mood than fear. I think there's a deep concern about the future in our society. Maybe tonight it's weather. We are concerned about weather, though it seems that most of the storm has passed. But there are other things that are far more significant and far more concerning us. The economy is certainly a thing we can't forget. We don't know what lies out in the future for each of us and for our friends and others that we love dearly, for our children. In addition to that, there are threats of health concerns, various kinds of viruses and other things that are developing from time to time for which, at least at present, there seems to be very little answer. Many nations of the world are being plagued with cholera and other diseases. There's concern, of course, about the political scene. Whether we're Democrats or Republicans, it doesn't matter. We're concerned about the corruption that obviously is to be found in any party among the leaders of our people. We're concerned about the problems that we face of a moral nature. We wonder what lies before us as far as our children particularly are concerned. And the attacks on our faith, these things disturb us and trouble us. And even the possibility of persecution ahead. What lies ahead for us? For some, these things are already here. They're already burdens that are being borne. I know that there are some in this congregation who have lost jobs. There are others, perhaps, who are basically secure themselves, but they're deeply concerned about others whose lives may be within their hands to some degree. So we're troubled. We're concerned. But I think it's very important for us to realize that God really doesn't want us to be concerned. There are actually about 100 times in the Bible when the words are, "Do not be afraid, fear not." And I think we can understand that. As parents, we don't like for our children to be afraid. They cry out in the night and we rush to their side to comfort them. Or they say, "Daddy, are we lost?" And Daddy may not know where we are, but he says, "Oh, no, no, everything's going to be all right. Don't you worry. We don't want you to worry. Let me worry, maybe," we don't say, but you don't worry. And that's the way God feels about His children. He doesn't want us to worry. In 1 Timothy, the first chapter in verse 7, or 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, he says, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." When times like this develop and there are anxieties, there are two different reactions that we may demonstrate. There are those who turn against God in a crisis. We remember 9/11, and the first thing some people said, "Why did God let this happen?" And they use that as a reason or an excuse for turning away from God completely. On the other hand, there are others who turn to God. Turn to God in faith. And the Scriptures tell us that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. If we're going to gain a victory over whatever dangers lie before us, that victory is to be gained by the following of the Word of God. And I want us to turn, first of all, to number 134. 134. And we're going to sing the first and fourth stanzas of Faith is the Victory.
Encamped along the hills of life, ye Christians, soldiers, to rise and press the battle there. The night shall lift the glowing skies against the foe in veil below. Let all our strength be heard. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory.
Where does faith come from? Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. And I'd like for you to turn to number 248, and we're going to sing first just the first stanza, and then David is going to read some scripture for us, then we'll sing the second stanza. And as scripture is read, I want you to listen very, very carefully to the reading, and then see how the song fits the reading and helps to enforce the message that is there. Listen carefully to the reading and then watch carefully the words of the song that we're going to sing. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent Word. Let's sing together just the first stanza.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is
reading. We'll sing stanza number 2.
But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest regions, and said to you, "You are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Fear not, I am with thee. So be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will serve thee in aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand. But help by my gracious omnipotent hand.
But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
When through deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of sorrow shall not overflow, for I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee my
Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb. Even to your old age I am he, and even to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you.
In down to old age, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. And when for his heirs shall the temple the court, my land they shall still in my bosom be born.
Number 8, and we will sing that after the reading. The supplement book, number 8.
And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, camping by the sea beside Pihahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Psalm 46. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord who strengthens you. I am the Lord who strengthens you. I am the Lord who strengthens you.
Now in the supplement number 14.
Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you, nor forsake you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear, nor be dismayed.
No, be strong, you hosts of the Lord. Rise up for the battle and gird on your sword. The land of His promise is yours now by right. Take all He has given, go forth to the fight. Be strong and conquer the Lord.
It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. And they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared, and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, Listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, Do not be afraid, nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Unto the hills around do I lift up my longing eyes. Oh, whence for me shall my salvation come? From whence arise? From God the Lord doth come my certain.
Numbers, probably number 191. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you.
After these deeds of faithfulness, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came out and entered Judah. He encamped against the fortified cities, thinking to win them over to himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come, and that his purpose was to make war against Jerusalem, he consulted with his leaders and commanders to stop the water from the springs which were outside the city, and they helped him. Then he set military captains over the people, gathered them together to him in the open square of the city gate, and gave them encouragement, saying, Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor dismayed before the king of Assyria, nor before all the multitude that is with him. For there are more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God, to help us and to fight our battles. And the people were strengthened by the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or of the way.
Kind of comfort can take us through many a trial. Turn now to number 6. And we're going to sing this song in unison. I'm going to lower the pitch just a little and suggest that we not sing the parts at all, but that we all just sing the melody. And we'll stand up to sing that after the scripture has been read.
Listen to me, you who know righteousness, you people in whose heart is my law. Do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults. I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man who will die, and of the son of a man who will be made like grass? But I am the Lord your God, who divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, you are my people.
Stand up.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal is prevailing. For still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His might and power are great, and not with
ask who that may.
There's one book that has in it, "Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, but God's truth abideth still." That's eternal. And there's no power that can possibly overcome the power of truth. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And God's word is truth. And if we hold on to that, we have a mighty fortress that can protect us in every way we need protecting in this life and preserve us to the life to come. John David's going to lead some songs now with us after we have read the next pasture scripture. Number 941. I'd like for you to turn to that.
"And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows."
I sing the mighty power of God that makes the mountains cry, that spread the moving seas abroad, and fill the lofty sky. I sing the wisdom that ordains the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the
And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be made well."
When we behold the wonders of creation, the part of blue, the raindrops as they fall, the spacious sky and life's perpetuation, we can't allow that God controls it all. Lord, I believe, yes, I believe, I can't allow or be deceived. The eye that sees and
number 322.
And do not seek what you should eat, or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
In heavenly love abide.
Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with waves. But he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us! We are perishing! But he said to them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, Who can this be, that even the winds and the sea obey him?
Like the last part of that second stanza, it says, Be still, my soul. The waves and winds still know the voice who ruled them when he dwelt below.
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on my side.
Faithful will remain.
9. 1, 2, 9.
Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out of fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
Times I feel my faith begin to waver when up ahead I see a chasm wide. It's then I turn and look up to my Savior. I'm strong when He is by my side. Each step I take,
my Savior goes before me, and with His loving hand He leads the way, and with His breath I whisper I adore Thee. Oh, what God to walk with Him each day. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He never leads me on until someday. I feel my faith begin to waver when up ahead I see a chasm wide. It's then I turn and look up to my Savior. I'm strong when He is by my side. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He never leads me on until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He never leads me on until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer.
Number 321.
Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision. "Do not be afraid, but speak. And do not keep silent, for I am with you. And no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city."
Do not be afraid. I have many people in this city. Wicked city of Corinth. I doubt there's a single city in America as wicked as that. A single city perhaps anywhere in the world as wicked as that. God had many people there. He has people in those places. It's our job to go and find them with His grace and with His gospel.
It may be in the valley.
Vision of Jesus on the Isle of Patmos, and Jesus assured him that he had the key of hell and death.
Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death."
God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He gave new love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon, and empty grave is there to prove my Savior lived. Because He I'll know He reigns.
second face tomorrow, because He lives. All fear is gone, because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living, just because
the last song in this series is number 717.
And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me.
I heard about how His coming
of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and blessed the victory. My Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved the air I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He is built for me in glory, and I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story, and some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me as I knew Him, and all my life is due Him. He plunged me to victory.
We've sung a lot about hope tonight, faith in the Lord, but faith without works is dead. And a great many people are trusting in the Lord for His protection, who are not trusting His wisdom and not trusting His instructions for the best life to live and the way to go to heaven when we die. We're going to sing a song just now, Trust and Obey. Brother Adam's going to lead us in that. And as we sing that song, I hope we'll think about what it means to trust Jesus. It's not just a matter of trusting Him to take care of us, as we've said, but it's trusting His wisdom and living as He would have us to live. It's walking in His footsteps and doing the things that He would have us to do. That's number 714, very close to the one we just sang. We're going to sing that song, and if there is one here who wants to be plunged beneath the cleansing flood that we just sang about, this is what makes it possible for you to be a part of those who are God's people and have the promises that are offered. being plunged beneath the flood does not in any way pay for or earn or deserve what the Lord does for us. It's a gift just as free as it can be, but we reach out and take it by surrendering to Him and dying with Him, being buried with Him, and raised with Him in baptism as an expression of this faith that we've been singing about, and as a commitment to a new life that repentance most certainly requires. We're going to stand and sing this song, and if there's one here who would like to respond to the Lord's invitation, we urge you to come as we sing. Stand up.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. What we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for
Grady's coming to make announcements.